The return of Hockey Hall of Famer Mario Lemieux to the ice after 3 years in retirement has received the full broadside of sports media hype. But commentator Frank DeFord says for once, the hype is warranted.
I'm sorry if you didn't see it the other night when Mario Lemieux came back upon the ice in Pittsburgh. You didn't have to know a thing about ice hockey to appreciate that something both thrilling and lovely was happening. Thrilling and lovely. How often do we ever experience that combination? The Lemieux story is a touching one, of course. He, this most elegant athlete and a wonderful person, yet is cursed in health as he is blessed by talent, a terrible back that required surgery, and the cancer of Hodgkin's disease, which finally retired him in 1997. Then he had purchased his team, the Penguins, to help keep them in his adopted hometown, and now here he was skating again, his young son watching him play for the first time. And Lemieux's very first shift and assist, then an arrow of a goal struck full out in a swoop of flight, and another assist. Glory be, it was a sight to behold under any circumstance. But I think Lemieux's reincarnation of himself was all the more exciting simply because it rose above the jumble and blur of sport. There are so many leagues, so many conferences, so many teams, so many players, and after a while it is such a swirl, a cacophony, that who can tell what, if anything, anymore really matters. Oh, those bowl games and so many grains of sand on the beach. Is there always a senior golf tournament being played somewhere by fat old men? Is it NASCAR, IndyCars, or Formula One going round and round today? Can you name who won the Kentucky Derby last year? The Final Four? Who was chosen the MVP of the American League just last month? Who can keep it all in mind? Monday Night Football's ratings were down again, even with the comedian shoehorned into the booth to give it buzz. But Salome could do her dance of the seven veils every Monday night, and who would be moved to tune in anymore? A contradictory byproduct of this expansion of the sports universe is the contraction of excellence. In this plethora of athletic mediocrity, who can stand out? Except for baseball aficionados, who really knows anything about Alex Rodriguez, the actual ball player? He's just Alex Rodriguez, who makes $252 million. The NBA cries out for the next Michael Jordan, but it sounds as pathetic as the poor souls who searched for the Holy Grail or the Northwest Passage. The next Michael Jordan? Will there ever be another one? For a team player to achieve that status, you require someone with extraordinary athletic genius, charm, and charisma, playing on a team good enough to make the championship year after year. A large asteroid will strike Wrigley Field first. Some other dynamic genius like Tiger Woods may yet emerge in individual sports, but even there it becomes more difficult to rise above the miasma. Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan are the only ice skaters that come to our mind anymore. Nowadays, they're just too much of everything. There are too many channels and movies and dot-coms and sitcoms and stadiums and highlights and Olympic sports and dogs. That's a beautiful poodle. It isn't a poodle. It's a Bichon. Oh, and do we really need the Golden Globe Awards? We do still remain loyal to our own home teams, but the rest of sport is just too overwhelming for the finite human mind. That is why, when, in a vision, Mario Lemieux appears again in purity, you must give thanks for what else? For just a moment of truth.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated.